Hello, and thank you for listening and welcome back, first off, to Living in the Spirit podcast. This is your host, Misha Wesley. Thank you for all those who listen and are following each and every podcast. So tonight, our topic of discussion is going to be when things fall apart, when things fall apart. I know there's so many people right now that are dealing with so much, so many things that are going on, and it may look like things are falling apart. So the other night, my last episode, I released a word called the Womb of Worship, W-O-M as in Mary, B, Womb of Worship, and it's so particularly close to stay in the place of worship, stay in the Father's face right now and right in this season right here, is so vital that we stay close to God. Before I go into tonight's topic, I was praying on yesterday or the day before. I'm not sure what day you're listening. But as I was in prayer, the Lord revealed to me that He was revealing Himself like never before. God, I saw the Lord as a Father, literally opening up, and He was revealing Himself. He was showing Himself. And I believe there's so many people who fail to see and know that God is revealing Himself. Remember the scripture, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. That right there is what's happening. Emphasis on pouring out His spirit on all flesh. As you stay closer, as you stay in the place of God's presence, as you stay in worship, focus, fixated on Abba. Don't be like Peter and take your eyes off of Jesus, looking around you. Because remember, we are not, this earth is not our home. We are temporary citizens. We are just passing through. And I want you to remember that this life is not our own. Your life is not your own. Your life was bought at a price, for a price. So you can't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to put on, the things that's going on around you, this person that's leaving your life, your husband that just left you, your wife that's leaving you, your wife acting crazy, this person acting crazy, then people on my job is acting a fool, and then someday people over here talking about me. You can't worry about it right now. You cannot afford to be distracted in this season, in this hour. You can't afford to take your eyes off of God. You've got to stay fixated, focused, laser sharp focus on the Lord, on the assignment. The moment you take your eyes off of God and you start focusing on different things, and I know it may be difficult. You may be worrying about a bill that you need to get paid. You may be worrying about people, worrying about work. But what did the Bible say about worrying? What can you add to your day by worrying? So anyways, let's go into the topic of tonight. The Holy Spirit had me on a rant, but it was an intentional rant. So the other night or the other day, there was a drink that spilled in my refrigerator. I was so frustrated. I was like, oh my goodness, this drink is spilled and there's like red juice all over the place in my refrigerator. So what I had to do, I had to take everything out of the refrigerator and I had to wipe it down. I had to take the shelves out of the refrigerator. I had to wipe it down. I had to take the food out, you know, wipe the things down that the drink got on. And as I was wiping it and cleaning it out, I was just like, wow, this refrigerator looked so much better. And I think it needed it. And I was like, okay, well, it needed it. So my frustration ceased, nonetheless, to say the least. Then later on that day, I was carrying my binder. And for those who don't know, I love to write. I am a writer, and writing is my passion. I'm not talking about writing with, like, on the computer, but writing with pen and paper. So I carry my binder for all my work. So I had my binder, and my binder fell everywhere. My binder fell, and all the papers and things fell all over the place. And as I was picking up everything, I put everything back in its place, but I did something a little different. I organized it as I put it back into place. I started to organize my binder, and I noticed some notes that I have taken and I didn't need anymore. And I said, you know, I'm going to throw this away. So as I was putting my binder back together, I threw away the things that I didn't need. I'm getting somewhere. Stay with me, please. So as I put everything back together, the Lord told me, he said to me, when things fall apart, I'm putting it back together better than it was before. So sometimes when things fall apart in our life, we tend to think that it's awful. It's the enemy. It's, you know, it's the devil, you know. But what if God really wanted the enemy to sift you? What if there's a sifting going on right now in your life? And you're being sifted. And you're being tested for the sake of your own purpose, for the sake of your own destiny. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that. And as you think about that, I want you to go to the scripture where Moses struck the rock. And I was reading that in Numbers 20, where Moses strikes the rock. And I want to read this to you. I want to give you a nice backdrop on this, because the Holy Spirit was speaking to me about this. In the first month of the year, the whole community of Israel arrived in the wilderness of Zin and camped at Kadesh. While they were there, Miriam died and was buried. There was no water for the people to drink at the lake. So they rebelled against Moses and Aaron. Remember, this is not the first time that that the people rebelled against Moses and Aaron. Okay, so they're complaining right now. All right, so verse 3, the people blamed Moses and said, if only we had died in the Lord's presence with our brothers. Why have you brought the congregation of the Lord's people into the wilderness to die alone? So I want you to think about this. I want you to speak to those dry places. And I want you to command. We need to shift as the body of Christ from simply praying cute prayers to decreeing and declaring and calling forth those things into existence, commanding them to come into alignment with God's word. If they're not in alignment, I command you to come into alignment. We've got to come up as the body. So before we go to commercial, I think it's really important for me to say this to you. When you're going through something, you know, when you're going through the hard places, when you're calling and decreeing, when you have no strength, I want to tell you that God can't put you over what's under you until you come over what's under you. God can't put you over what's under you, until you come over what's under you. In other words, God prepares you before he positions you. So I want you to prophesy to those hard places in your life. Prophesy and decree those things to come forth. You know, we have a position in Christ Jesus to decree a thing and it manifests. The Bible says that if we decree a thing, it shall be established unto us, right? That's what the word says. If we decree a thing, it shall be established. So you're greater than what you are. You're greater than what you are, and you're greater than what you're going through. So if you're suffering, remember those who suffer, as long as you're suffering for Christ, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. We'll be right back. Welcome back to our podcast on today. We are going over our topic of discussion, is when things fall apart. And I was just talking to you about Moses striking the rock instead of speaking and decreeing to that rock. And here's why it's so important to stay in the womb of worship. As we discussed in our previous episode, if you did not listen to the womb of worship, you need to get right there and go back and listen to that whole entire broadcast, because it is a prophetic word for this hour, for your life. I know that it is for the person that's listening on today. So let me say this right here. If for those who don't understand the womb of worship, let me say this. So many right now are in a season of emergence. Okay, your business ideas are emerging. So many people are also in a season of transition. You're moving locations. You're selling your house. You're planting a church, or you're starting a business. You're starting school. This is a month of gestation or growth. It's incubation. So that leads me to the womb of worship. The place of worship is the womb. So what is a womb? A womb is the place where things are developed, grown, nourished, and formed. Worship is where the promises of God are formed and nourished. What happens when you are not in the presence of God? You become malnourished. You become dry. You become more fleshy, more soulful, more angry, more caught up in the affairs and the troubles of this life. And the seed that was planted long ago will be choked out by what? The troubles of this life. Go read the sower, the farmer, the sower, the farmer that sowed those seeds upon those different grounds. Go read that in the scripture. I don't have time to cover it tonight. But worship is where the promises of God are formed and nourished. Without our worship to the Lord, our promises become mere dreams and never manifest into reality. Let me say that again. Without our worship to the Lord, without praying, without being in the presence of God. And once again, I'm not talking about cute prayers, baby. I'm not talking about praying bowed head. Those are nice. But when you're going through some seasons, when you're going through some hard stuff, cute prayers ain't going to cover it. 2-minute prayers are not going to cover it. You're going to need to get and soak in the presence of God. You're going to need to worship. My God. Put on some music, some worship music. Put some Upper Room on that I have playing in the background. Put some Marvin Sapp on. Worship. Without our worship to the Lord, our promises become mere dreams and never manifest into reality. And it makes me think of Abraham, which was the father of faith. Abraham was about to sacrifice Isaac up on a mountain. But Abraham was a man of faith and trusted God to the point where he knew that God was going to provide a sacrifice. Even if he had to sacrifice his own. Even if he had to sacrifice his own son. Some of you may be right there in that place. You may think that you have to sacrifice your marriage. You may think you have to sacrifice your own child for the sake of ministry, for the sake of whatever you're going through. You may think you have to sacrifice your relationship for that job. But guess what? God is going to provide a ram in the bush. Just as he provided for Abraham, he will provide for you. He is El Shaddai. He is God of more than enough. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. He is Jehovah Nissi. He is Emmanuel. He is with us. God is with us. That's why it's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is with us, in us, living in us, empowering us. So I wanted to say that right there. Without the presence of God, our dreams never manifest into reality. Right? They never come to pass in the natural realm. So then, what does it mean to be a worshiper? Worship is honoring and loving God wholeheartedly with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your emotions. Worship God in spirit and in truth. And I want you to pray with me very quickly. I want to pray for you, actually. Father God, I just thank you for every ear that has listened, Lord. Every ear, Lord God. We know that there's no distance in the spirit, Lord God, and you are doing something right now in their life. You're healing them right now. You're healing their finances right now, God. You're providing a ram in the bush for them right now, Lord God. You're providing the sacrifice. Jesus is our sacrifice. The lamb has been sacrificed. Don't think that you have to sacrifice anything. Jesus is our sacrifice. He will provide a ram in the bush. So, Father God, I just pray over every ear, every person under the sound of my voice. And I pray for their strength. I pray for their peace. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Abba. So I just appreciate you for listening on tonight. Thank you for listening on tonight to Living in the Spirit podcast. Please remember to follow. Please remember to follow follow me on Twitter, which is @prophetic_arts. Also follow me on Instagram @MishaWesley, one word. Follow on Facebook as well, I have two Facebook accounts, Misha Wesley on Facebook, and also School of Prophetic Arts. Let me get the right name for that one, my dear friends. It is Prophetic Arts 1. Very easy. Prophetic Arts 1. Follow us. If you're interested in prayer classes, interested in enrolling and getting your prophetic arts degree, if you're interested in our supernatural and follow and subscribe to our podcast. Thank you so much. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ.